Episode number 52, Active Listening.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Thank you for joining me for today's podcast about active listening. This might not sound like a very exciting topic, but if you're wondering how to make your relationships better, this is definitely a good way to do it. I heard a counselor once say that there are two types of listening: listening to problem solve and listening to understand. But most of the time, we're listening to problem solve. So we're anxious to hear what another person has to say so we can offer advice, feedback, ideas. We might even be so excited about what they're saying that we interrupt them. Of course, we don't mean to. We don't want to interrupt someone else. We don't want to shut down to their ideas. We really are trying to hear them the best we possibly can. But anytime we're thinking about what we have to say when someone else is talking, we're not really listening. Listening to understand is an underutilized skill that will serve us well. How can it help us? Listening to understand can help us see the hidden meaning behind what someone is telling us. We're going to get deeper into what they really think. Now, if we're listening at work and we're trying to hear messages in what our boss is saying, what our colleagues are saying, what other people we work with in other departments are saying, it's critical that we understand the meaning behind what they're really saying. Listening to understand is probably the most important thing we can ever do in those relationships. What if someone is complaining against us? Listening to understand can allow us to ask questions, get clarity. We might even see that, yes, we in fact need to change something or make something right. Or maybe they just want to be heard. Many times in recent past, I have had people really just want to talk to me to be heard. It's amazing how many times we talk to our colleagues, our bosses, our coworkers, our family members. It's amazing how much we feel unheard. It's like other people are there, but just not really there. So what exactly is active listening? Active listening means that we are hearing the other person's message. Also, we are hearing their emotions. We're hearing their concerns, their goals. We're also hearing, in the way they say things and what they share with us, we're hearing their values and beliefs about the world, possibilities. When we're active listening, we can hear the person's words. Yes, we hear their tone of voice. We notice their body language. But we also hear a bigger picture, a story. We might even notice what they are focusing on and what they're not focusing on. We might help bring something to light by asking a question about that. When we are active listening to someone else, we might be totally silent. We might give a lot of eye contact, or we might interject with little sounds that indicate we're listening. Whatever those sounds are, or whatever that feedback is, we definitely want to do something that indicates to that other person that we are hearing them and we're still with them. Some things that we might choose to do when we're actively listening to other people are that we might actually summarize what they have said and repeat it back to them. We might check to see if we've understood them correctly. So summarizing what someone has said without our own interpretation, just a straight up summary. That can help someone feel incredibly heard. We can also restate in their own words exactly what we heard them say. Mirroring back to them also has the possibility of ensuring that we've got clarity. And that reflecting back could be, well, this is what I think you're saying. It could be a little paraphrase. It could be maybe a statement that, I hear you saying that you're frustrated. I hear you saying that you're feeling limited. Whatever our statement back is, it's intended to simply acknowledge the message, right? So we're going to be saying things that are summary oriented, repetition-oriented paraphrasing, but we're not interjecting a lot of interpretation. When we do that for other people feel deeply heard. They even feel felt, understood. We do not have to agree with anything someone else is saying when we do this. It's just a skill to be learned. And as we do it, we build bridges between us, we build connections with those other people, we open ourselves to greater possibilities. Now, you might be wondering, how can you do that kind of active listening where you're just reflecting back what was said, checking for understanding, and hearing someone? You might be wondering, how do you do that without sharing your guidance and advice? Well, it comes down to this idea that many times people will not adopt our advice or even understand it until they have figured it out for themselves. Unless the other person says it, that advice really is going to be lost on them. Often that's the case. So if we're really listening and we're hearing them, it's possible the advice we might have offered is something they would have created anyway. So this hearing, it's a very powerful skill and one that will help marriages, business partners, parent-child relationships, friendships, all kinds of relationships. Now, the next step of active listening would be that we then do something with those ideas that we're hearing. We can bring parts of their comments and ask questions that take it to another level. For example, if a person is sharing a difficult situation with us, we might ask, what does that mean for you? We might also think about, what are you thinking about that? Or more emotionally, what are you feeling about that? The more we ask questions to expand what is being shared with us, the more we're able to encourage the other person. We can help them feel accepted and understood. And further, that person may be able to deeply explore how their feelings are, what their thoughts are, what their concerns are, and really why they're so stuck in a given situation. Many times we think around a story ourselves that we would love to share with someone else, and we're kind of stuck in that story. The more we're able to explore it without someone else judging us or being offended by it or taking it personally, the more we can just talk about it, the more we can actually explore it in a less emotional way. We can see all sides of the issue. We can decide where we want to go with something. But when we're worried that someone else is judging what we have to say, it's very difficult for us to see the whole picture. We might be hiding part of what we would share because we don't want to offend that person or hurt their feelings, and we're unable to truly be open and honest about our thoughts. When we are actively listening to somebody else, we're allowing them to really be themselves, to fully be honest and be heard. And we can just be impartial and reflect it back and acknowledge what they have to say. Sometimes people might want to just vent or clear the air about things without being judged or upsetting somebody. And when we can hear that and not have any attachment to what they're saying, they might be able to work through it and move on to the next step or the next phase of their situation. So listening to be understood, that's what active listening is all about. You might be wondering, why do we need to be understood so deeply? Well, whether or not you've ever felt someone has listened to you in this way, it seems like we go around in our lives trying very hard to put our message out there, share our opinion, deal with our feelings. We really want to be understood because when we are understood, then we can feel okay. Holding so much inside our own minds by ourselves, thinking about all of the things going on, our feelings about them, our thoughts about them, it's a huge amount of work. When somebody listens to understand us, we can release some of that pressure. we can feel okay about ourselves, and we can even feel like we are acceptable and we are enough. There are some reasons why people have a difficult time listening to understand each other or actively listening. And the truth is, we come with these mental models or mindsets that really develop over time. For example, we might have certain assumptions that we hold about people, situations, life as a whole. We might have some expectations. There are things we care about, our values are specific to us. And we also anticipate certain things. There might be cultural differences between us and whoever we're speaking with, differences in our age, our gender, our educational background. And sometimes the words we use alone can be very different from one person to the next. So a way that we might use a word might not mean the same thing to someone else. So there are a lot of things that are different between us that make it difficult to listen, to understand. We have these assumptions. We also have a lot going on in our lives to distract us. We might be thinking about how we share a similar situation or experience with who we're talking to. And for that reason, our judgment about the situation or our past experience might come into our minds and just make it very difficult to listen openly about it. We might also be thinking about what we need to do in 5 minutes or where we need to go. In the busy world we live in, it's very easy to get distracted by the fact that something else is coming up. So we might have time-sensitive issues or something weighing on our minds. And also, the distraction-oriented world we live in will interrupt us with our text messages, our phones, phone calls, emails, all kinds of things. So there are a lot of great reasons why we need to be understood, but also why we have a real hard time doing this for other people. Listening to understand is a skill to cultivate. It takes a great deal of practice, and we need to become comfortable with silence. Silence is a space where the other person just might be thinking about what they said. They might have gained a little bit of awareness. Their thoughts might be developing as they're speaking to you, and giving them a little bit of silence will give them the space to clarify in their own minds before speaking again. Becoming comfortable with what we call verbal white space, this is where we can actually be there for another person and be okay not jumping in and not talking right away. Now, how do you become better at active listening? What can you do to really show up for another person and not be preoccupied by time demands, assumptions, distractions, or other things? The first idea is to quiet your mind. These ideas come from a book called Expanding Horizons, and it's by Carol Bennett and Michelle Payne. And these suggestions are to first be fully present and quiet your mind. Then secondly, show up like a journalist. Listen to understand their bottom line. Listen for the message. Third, be alert to what they're not saying. There might be something more to this story that's just not coming through. Fourth, relax your face. Have an open facial expression. Your expression can then be authentic to whatever is being said to you, and you'll be aligned and congruent. Fifth, in your voice, use a tone and a volume that matches what the person is talking about. For example, if they're sharing something exciting, you might want to respond with enthusiasm and excitement. And if they're sharing something depressing, sad, and difficult, you might want to slow your speech down and not be as excited sounding. That's going to conflict with what's going on. And then sixth, match your pace to the person's pace in the conversation. So if they're talking really fast, you might want to talk really fast. If they're talking really slowly and pausing a lot, you might want to do the same thing. This is mirroring the other person. And remember that you don't always have to question what the other person says to be actively listening. Sometimes you can just make a small sound that indicates you're hearing them. Sometimes you can be silent, and sometimes you ask a question or summarize or restate back to the person what you're hearing. These are really helpful skills to develop, the ability to slow down and really attend to what another person is saying. You might enjoy it. You might get to know them better, and that person is going to walk away with a sense of being really heard and really valued. At some future time, you might find you do have something to share. You might have advice. You might want to offer a solution. In the moment of being heard, that's not really the best time for that. So calming yourself and really acknowledging the other person can help them feel like you've heard them. If you were to think about what kind of a listener you are, would you say that you are a distracted, preoccupied listener, only listening part of the time? Are you a fairly in-tune listener, listening most of the time? Or are you a completely focused, absorbed listener, really diving into listening to another person? It might be difficult to know what kind of listener you are until you're in the moment of the conversation. We feel a lot of pressure to give to other people, to show up with something to say, and to have something to offer in a conversation. Active listening means we don't have to have anything to offer anybody. We don't have to have anything to offer. We're holding space for that other person. We're acknowledging them. We're listening deeply, and we're helping them feel heard and understood. We don't have to have any answers. We don't have to have all the answers, and certainly we don't even need to know what they should do or what they could do. We don't have to have anything to say at all. If you'll take the pressure off yourself and just listen to understand, it can be an incredibly powerful experience for you. Consider how life would be if we look at the other person, maintain eye contact, and simply don't interrupt them. What an interesting experience. If you have that experience very often yourself of being heard by someone who does that for you, who really is present and listens with intent, you're one of the lucky few. People around you need that kind of gift, someone to listen. If you haven't been that kind of listener, this is a great time to practice. Think about how you can show up for someone else, how you might try active listening in your life, and what you might do to control your thoughts, emotions, and those interruptions that might creep into your mind while you're hearing that person. I hope you've appreciated this conversation about active listening, and I wish you all the best in focusing on active listening this coming week and trying it out in practice. I'd love to hear how it went for you. Send me a note at bethany@drbcoach.com. And if you have any suggestions you would add to that list of how to become an active listener, definitely send them my way. Here's to being the best version of you this week.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.